The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in downtown Redding, California. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as many of you all do. We're going to have a chat room breakfast like we used to do early next year. Good morning. Hey, it's going to be a beautiful day if you enjoy rain. Right, Bad Bob?
More of what we need, in fact. Good morning. A weather radar showing light showers over the Redding area right now. Light winds out of the northwest. That's going to take place until about 10 a.m. The high today, not much more than what we got right now. Winds will switch around, come out of the south. Maybe a tenth of an inch of rain out of this system. Chance of showers tapers off tonight. Relatively cloudy and a few sprinkles on Thursday, but then Thursday night, rain picks up again, and another quarter of an inch predicted, and rain also forecast for Friday. Right now it is 49 degrees in Redding. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, and they have discounts for both seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Let's get a few announcements out of the way. Santa is down at Center Court at Mount Shasta Mall, Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Pets Night with Santa is every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. You get gift cards, all types of gift cards down at the gift card kiosk at Center Court at Mount Shasta Mall. Serviceman's Feast will be this Saturday, December 20th. From 3 to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall. This is free to all veterans, police, and firemen families, and the veterans, of course. Put on by the Missing in America Project and Walmart. Cool, huh? And the last one is Redding Rodeo Association has tickets already on sale for the Redding Rodeo 2015. That's going to go through May 13th through the 16th. Hop on to the screen at readingrodeo.com and select the buy tickets now. Get a good deal on the tickets, and we can start selling tickets early because we got a lot of great things that are going to happen. Good morning. How are you? Okay. Bad Bob has got something stuck in his craw. I've been waiting for 4 years, 5 years. Well, starting our sixth year. Get it out, big guy.
Well, actually, oddly enough, moments ago it struck me. There's parallels here. The theme being that if you don't like what someone is saying, do whatever you can to shut them up and make them go away and deny them their chance to say it. Sony Pictures, somebody decided they didn't like a movie, so now they made threats against moviegoers. And the country that won the Second World War and kicked in the teeth of the Nazis and the Japanese Empire at the same time, backs down because of a computer threat and says these movie theater managers are saying, oh, no, we won't show that movie because we don't want any problems. So, okay, we'll be quiet and we'll behave ourselves. Excuse me? What? I don't care if the movie sucks. Nobody else gets to say if we show it on our screens.
Okay, what's the name of this movie?
The Interview.
The Interview. Okay, now the story about this is Sony Pictures. You know, it's got a the premise behind the movie is that the CIA, this has been in the papers a lot lately, hires these two idiots to assassinate Kim Il-jong during an interview over in North Korea. The whole premise of the movie is kind of, well, first of all, why would you make a movie about assassinating a world leader anyway? That right there is a stupid idea. even if it's a comedy, which, of course, is a stupid comedy. So what happened is the Korean, North Koreans, it's surmised, hacked into Sony and has been releasing all types of information on people, on the stars.
Corporate dirt,
including the president of Sony, this lady who wrote disparaging things about President Obama, and say, let's just offer him these black films. I'm sure he'll like them. I mean, just totally, you know, insensitive, the whole shooting match. And, of course,
wait, these are because, Obama buddies.
Well, because of that, Oprah comes to her defense, where unlike the other guy, but the owner of that basketball team, when he said something in private to his mistress and it gets published, he has to sell his team. This woman's not censured and not anything people stand up for, even though she made these insensitive comments and all this. It's what, you know, it's such a, you know, it's such a hypocritical state.
Filtration.
But here is the other thing. So after you keep releasing things like, you know, like Tom Hanks, name when he's, I guess he's on email as, or whatever he's doing is Johnny Madrid. I mean, just stupid things. However, then this threat comes on. Anybody that plays this movie will be subject to a, you know, to an attack. And so they've actually had one theater chain, say they don't want to show the movie.
The premiere in New York has been canceled. And yes, Sony has offered all their theater chains to the right to refuse to show this movie if they fear for. Now, I understand the credible threats, but excuse me, we're being pushed around by these folks. So silencing something that you don't like, which seems to lead to my other theme.
What's your other theme?
My other theme is that in the words of Missy Antoinette, let them eat cake at the end of the show. At the end of the meeting.
Well, what she says, oh, we'll take a look at this and we'll bring it back, maybe, you know, if it's not working. Of course it's going to work because that's what they want. Of course, we're talking about the movement of the public comment area. And we'll talk about that later. Quick follow-up to yesterday. And we were talking about how horrible it was. 141 children murdered by the Taliban terrorists in Pakistan. 141. Grades. They attacked a school. And it was a school that I think a lot of the children of the military went to. Grades 1 through 10, they killed 141 children. It was so bad that even the Taliban in Afghanistan condemned it. And they did this, you know, reasoning for this, the fact that Pakistan was going after the Taliban in this one, the one central area where the Taliban are. So they attacked this. It is the typical terrorist attack, going after defenseless children in a school. And they came in, they used automatic weapons, a true assault rifle, and they used explosives. And they killed 141 kids. It's just, you know, it's not here in the United States, but it's still just horrific. It is just horrific how people can do this, how they can just slaughter people like that. It's a type of thing that when I see that, it's just, I wonder about the future sometimes of the human race, that these are the type of people. Now we're trying to, you know, to talk to forge peace treaties with. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? How could you do that? I mean, do you actually think they're going to talk to you? They're going to talk to people and you try, you know, and when you try to use logic and reasoning and you just, you know, and you try to reach out. I mean, is there any reaching out to people like this? Adam Lanza in Newtown. If you could have talked to him a day before he went and killed those 22 kids, would he have listened? On what wavelength was he at that time? And this is the hard part when you try to deal and you try to, you know, hey, look, let's just kind of like, you live in your world, we'll live in ours, we'll just leave each other alone type thing isn't going to work. Because they don't stay in that world. They don't like our world so much that they want to come over and destroy it. And then you have to be constantly keeping them on the run, keeping them away from this plan, keeping them away from being able to do this. I don't see an end of wars for many decades. It may not be a very intense war, but it will be consistent and constant. And I don't think that's going to change. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
What's more important than family? At Karen Aventino Family Dentistry, quality dental work is our passion. We want your family to look and feel their best. A warm and friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, and modern dental technology are what you'll notice at Karen Aventino Family Dentistry. We're located on Hartnell Avenue, next to Holiday Market. Call us at 222-6939. That's 222-6939. Karen Aventino Family Dentistry.
Did you know Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families? Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hi, I am Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit, Addison's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Linda's on her way to Mount Shasta today with her friends. It's after taking care of wrapping every package and getting it in the mail today. You know, I'm not the world's greatest wrapper. But I am getting to be one of the world's greatest sleepers on my Sleep Number bed. You know, well, here's where you can tell that how good a bed is and how well you sleep. Elk Killer gets me up at 4:15 in the morning, decides that she needs a drink of water. And then after she decides she needs a drink of water, now she needs to go outside. So we wander outside. It's cold. Misty. She runs around for a while, sniffing everything. And we come back in. It's been like 8 minutes. So it's here. It's 4:20 in the morning. I usually get up at 5:15. So I've got like an hour left. Now, who can go back to sleep after you slept most of the night? I can't. You know why? I'm in my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting's 40. I went right back to sleep and actually slept a little bit too long this morning. Because sleep number beds with the dual air technology are absolutely fabulous. And, of course, with the new Sleep IQ technology, all I have to do is sleep. And it tells me, oh, you can sleep better with this. Here's a new number for you. It gives all types of great advice, and the only place you're going to get this is this great night's sleep, this one that's rated number one by Consumer Reports, is at your Sleep Number store in a Target shopping center. And right now, you can get a great deal. You always can get a great deal. You just have to go down and talk to Brian and Janice. Talk to them about Sleep Number. Let them give you your number. And right now you can save $300 on their most popular beds. I can't begin to tell you more about this. Linda and I are so happy that we have this bed. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? Well, it's priceless, just absolutely priceless. Go down. Go see Brian or Janice. Give them a call at 223-2300. Try that one. And head on down. Get your Sleep Number. It's a great time to do it. Okay. Let's talk about the – well, you know, I was going to talk about Shasta County in their workshop, but we've got Sheriff Tom Basenko coming in here today, and we're going to talk to Tom about it. Okay, law of unintended consequences. Talk about an embarrassment. Okay, you ready for this? Then we're going to get into how much water's in the lake. Here's a Texas plumber. Okay, this is a Texas story. His name was Mark Oberholzer. He traded in his black Ford F-250 pickup truck. It was an older truck, traded it in to get another truck. And he has a plumbing company, and it's called Obenheiser's Mark One. It's the Mark One Plumbing Company. Now, the reason I know that is, and many other people know it, is a Twitter feed went across the world with a picture of one of the ISIS trucks with a heavy duty machine gun in the back of it, and on the door is Mark One Plumbing with the phone number and the address. It appears that the truck was bought by this by a company. I mean, it was, and before he could take the name of the company off the truck, peel it off the truck, it was gone, and it changed hands several times. Ended up in Syria, and the rebels have put a heavy duty looks like a 20 millimeter gun in the back of it with Mark One Plumbing on the side of the truck. This guy is getting phone calls from everywhere threatening him, saying, how can you back terrorists in Syria? He goes, the sink, something like we would use to pull trailers now being used for terrorists. Crazy, said Jeff Oberholzer, Mark's son. Never in my lifetime would I think something like that would happen. So, if you look it up today, it is. It's got a great photo of the truck, the machine gun in the back of it. Guys are shooting. It looks like, you know, it's a heavy, I mean, 20 millimeter, and people all with the black head mask on, and it says Mark One Plumbing on it with the phone number.
Ooh.
You know, if you're how would it end up in Syria?
Really?
I mean, it's been sold a couple of times. obviously, went overseas.
I would like to know how it got exported and ended up basically American hardware and ends up in the hands of these folks, you know.
You know, yeah, you
fascinating.
You wake up in the morning and somebody calling you from Egypt or some calling you from Europe saying, "You terrorist! You terrorist! Now we're coming after you."
You know, for the CIA or something?
I mean, who would? I mean, you would, you know, and they didn't take the name of it off. I guess they kind of like it. You know, hey, Mark One Plumbing. You know, they say, hey, take the Mark One Plumbing truck out and shoot. Okay, who's got the Mark One truck? Abdul, Hassan, you take that truck. Go shoot something.
I shake my head. What a nightmare. And then people are stupid enough to think that, to not think this through and say, obviously he didn't directly back the terrorists. He sold his truck, and maybe he should have sandblasted the door first, but
he should have.
He sold his truck and it ended up who knows where, but he's being blamed for all this stuff. I mean, come on.
No,
people.
He's just, you know,
that's
what?
Just
it's
stupid.
It's because, you know, frankly, he should, yeah, before you sell anything, you might want to pull off all the markings here. Hey, the city moved to public comment. I'm going to talk a little bit about this today, but tomorrow we're going to have Susan Wilson, who's the head of the League of Women Voters, who was very eloquent. And as were, you know, there was, they decided to move the, they wanted to move the public comment to the end of the meeting because it was taking too much time and people weren't civil. Well, I listened, I don't go to a lot of the city council meetings, frankly. I don't. You know, I've probably been to like six of them. I've talked at two of them. I actually, and they were on veterans issues. This time I decided, you know what, this is, I think, important enough to talk about. You know, letting people be heard at the beginning of the meeting, because meetings sometimes can go long. And the fact that it's only 30 minutes. And I listened to the first six people. There's only six people in the open comment period of it. So that was 18 minutes. That's a long time. 18 minutes for the city council to focus. And what they said, they had the one lady got up first and she said, I really think that, this one street is no longer really a street. It's a boulevard and it sounds better. And it was cool. And then you had this guy, you know, stand up and he says is that it's criminal what the what everybody's doing on the staff and the city council with the unfunded liabilities, but he didn't scream or yell. Then you had but there were six people talking, none of which was, well, one of them was kind of like, okay. The other ones had things to say and why things were happening and all this. And then we went into the this part about changing public comment to the end. And then that's when I thought, well, you know, I need to talk about this. I really believe that having the public comment at the beginning gives people a chance. It's only 30 minutes. And then if it's over 30 minutes, they can listen to it at the end of the meeting. And because meetings sometimes go long. Even Christian Schrader says, well, you know, the average meeting is over at 9:30, even though that some of them last a lot longer than that. I mean, some of them are shorter. And that's true. So you only have to wait till 9 o'clock. Well, that was one of her arguments, but 20 people stood up. 18 spoke against moving it. My favorite one was the guy that said, you know, when I grew up, he said, I'm a logger and I'm here and I love Reading and all this. He says, but my dad had a drinking problem. And when I got up when one of the kids would misbehave, he wanted to make sure he got the guilty one. So he'd spank us all. He says, you know, what you're doing is you're spanking all of us because somebody misbehaves. And it was much more, I mean, and then he sat down. And I mean, much more eloquent than me. What I said is that, you know, you need to give the people a chance. This is what the station does. It gave all of them a chance to express themselves and, you know, for an hour. And then here for people for 3 minutes. I said, frankly, you know, moving it to the end when a lot of people have got jobs in the morning, have to be up at 5, you know, even at 9 o'clock or 9:30 or 10. We're not talking a long time. One person said, oh, you know what? If they have something to say, let them say it at the end of the meeting. You know, get to the people's business first. The things on the agenda. Well, and then you hear that, well, you know, that, but, you know, it's really not lasting that long. Christian Schrader then compared, you know, Walt McNeil got up and said, it's like 85% of all the cities in towns our size meet at the beginning and not the end, which is true. But, you know, Christian Schrader says, well, yeah, but look at the ones that don't. Oh, look at the population. The population is much bigger in those that meet at the end. But she's missing the point here. The point is that it's our city. It's not somebody else's city. And just because a lot of people in Los Angeles think this is okay, and maybe they don't, but they don't know how to change it, it doesn't mean it's right for up here. Anyway, I began to realize I wasted my time, Bob. For 2.5 hours, I wasted my time because at the end, there wasn't one change. They you know what? The only thing that could have changed their mind, I believe, is if I'd said, I got all your pets in my truck. and if you don't vote the right way, you're never going to see them again. But I wouldn't do that. And I thought, well, I'm wasting my time. And then I thought, no, I'm not. I got to stand up in front of my elected representatives. I got to tell them, I think what you're doing is wrong. And I think that you ought to rethink this. I think that at the beginning, you ought to try it. Now that the election's over, try it and keep it like this. see if it works. You can always change it later. And, of course, they ignored it totally. Brent Weaver says, well, you know, I saw the way it was, and it, you know, the decorum was not good, and it led to bad things in the council. The council's changed. If there's things that are happening at the beginning, doesn't mean that it's got to transfer over. Where does it ever say that? That the council needs to get upset. I mean, look at the people you got on the council now. I mean, the only thing they didn't do was lock arms and sing, we're off to see the wizard. And, you know, and dance off the podium. I mean, they're in lockstep together. Come on. Anyway. But you know what? It wasn't a waste of my time. It's never a waste of your time to go down there and be heard by the city council or anybody, any of the elected representatives. You need to go down and do it. Now, I don't do it very often. And I don't know when the next time I'll do it, and if I will. But frankly, there was no reason to do that. You know what? They should have just kept it in closed session because it made no difference to them what anybody said. You could have had 98 out of 100 that spoke for keeping it. It would have made no difference to Missy and Kristen and Francie and Brent. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Take multiple prescriptions. You know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
We are.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. 49 degrees out there today. It's going to be, did you say it's clearing off today there, Bob?
It's going to go to partly cloudy with scattered showers and then pick up again late tonight.
And then all through the, I guess it clears up over the weekend a little bit, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. How many feet of water we have?
Okay, full pool, in other words, the lake's capacity is with the surface of the lake at 1,067 feet above sea level. That's how they measure these things. Right now we are at 922, and that leaves us 144 feet down from maximum. Considering where we were, that's progress because on December 1st we were 32 feet down from where we are now. So that's about 2 feet plus per day coming into the lake. When they talk about releases from Shasta Dam, there's like 18 different agencies that all have a say in how much water comes out of those pipes, which is pretty amazing that they managed to come to a compromise.
Yeah, how do they do that?
Well, everybody comes to the table wanting, you know, fish and wildlife wants one thing, agriculture wants something, the environmental protection folks want, and the state and federal level want something, and they all throw numbers around and kick and gouge and, you know, poke eyes and things like that until they come up with a number for scheduled releases.
Hmm. That doesn't seem like you could put that kind of an equation on the board. You know, eye gouging.
Yeah.
Knee to the groin.
Pretty much. It's as Ken Murray famously said, it's one of those things where it's like watching sausage being made.
Ugh. Hey, big shout out to Mark and Muriel. And the reason I'm saying this is that he grows, frankly, the only great lemon in the world, the Myers lemon. This is a great lemon. It has its own distinctive flavor. And he brought us in a bag of those and limes that go along with it. And they are such great people. And we want to just say thank you, Mark and Muriel. And, you know, we also want to thank Bonnie and Jim Sharp. They came in and brought us a bundt cake. And it's just absolutely fabulous. And it's got, like, rum in it or something like that. I know that it's very tasty. Thank you so much. And then, you know what, this is really like a kind of a plus. I mean, getting to meet all these neat people, you know, Ted Ovi and his beautiful wife gave us a Christmas package. Thank you so much for that. And we're getting lots of neat. You know what it seems like the big thing is now for Christmas cards is people are sending photos of themselves and their family and their dogs to us, you know, for Christmas cards. You know, it's, you know, you get your basic Christmas card. Well, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Then you get the one that says, you know, naughty or nice, and it's got pictures of everybody on it. I mean, it's really cool. It's cool getting those kind of pictures. Linda and I said, you know, but we've said this for a couple of years, that we're going to find a good picture and we'll take it and throw it out there for Christmas next year. Not this year. This year is just, you know, regular cards. Let me see if I can get the name right here. Virik Murthy is the new Surgeon General of the United States. It was confirmed in the Senate. Now, this is the guy that, that they fought for over a year. This is the man that even the doctors were against because he's not practiced medicine in many years. He is an activist. He is a political activist. He is the one who says he believes guns are a healthcare issue. See, the big thing is that, you know, out of the, that when the, you know, it's one thing to say is obesity, cigarettes, tobacco, prescription medicine, methamphetamines, all these other things are health issues. Now he's saying guns are a health issue. He wanted to have doctors question patients about, do you have a gun in your house? You know, all those kind of things. Even if they came in there for a physical, breast exam, a colonoscopy, any of these things, he wanted doctors to question the people if they had guns. He wants to make it a healthcare issue, the owning of guns. Well, as you can probably imagine, this probably raised ire of everyone, including a lot of Democrats. Well, somehow our Senate has managed to roll over, and they confirm this guy. So he says, well, no, I'm not going to get into guns. I'm after obesity and smoking and all that kind of stuff. Well, okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's the Senate rolled over again. You know, it makes you wonder. You know, Republicans... Mark Levin says, I am like 1 point away from just leaving the Republican Party. And I like to think that I'm more of a kind of an independent guy. I lean in that Republican way. They have more in my as long as Obama's president, there's no way I'll ever be a Democrat because I believe he's destroying the country. And not that it's a plot. I think it's just this is what he believes is the best way that the country needs to go forward. And unfortunately, 51% of the people that voted for him twice. And even though that there's a lot of buyer's remorse right now, and he's got the lowest ratings of any president at this time, and the fact that we don't have a Middle East policy, the military is coming apart, and in large sections. See, what else? The immigration along the border is totally screwed up. And you talk about our economy. Well, how about our economy? Our economy is, well, we're taking it in the shorts again. The Russian economy is in the middle of an implosion that's going to have a huge effect on us in the sense that the Russians' ruble is worth nothing, and they raised their interest rates, and it still didn't work. They are in a downward spiral because the price of oil is way down, and that's what they kind of like hung their economy on. I mean, if you're into conspiracy theories, you could say, hey, we're driving the price of oil down to destroy Putin for what he's done in the Ukraine and the other places. Because without money, with their economy in tatters, what can you do?
My contention is that the price is being held down artificially to make exploration and extraction inefficient. And when those efforts come to a halt, then the price goes right back up.
I think that the Saudis are keep dumping oil onto the market because they're keeping the price low, because I think that's one of the reasons. But could it be is that they've all said is that the Russians are the real threat and that they need to put them back under control? And the way you do it is to have their economy implode. But what kind of impact does that have on us in the United States?
Then you get a lot of very hungry people with lots and lots of guns. Never a good scenario.
You don't buy my oil, I take your country. Anyway, so Murthy, the new Surgeon General, it'll be interesting to see what he does. You know, the people can't, you know, the liberals can't go after your guns directly. They try to. They can't just, okay, we're just going to take your guns. And what they do is they keep chipping away around the area. They make it, oh, you've got to do this, you've got to do this. So less and less guns are available in the state of California because the manufacturers say, I'm just tired with your craziness. I'm like other businesses. I'm pulling out of California. The fact is, though, there's a rumor going around is that after January, for some reason, you can't buy semi-automatic pistols in California, which is absolutely, may I say this, untrue. Absolutely untrue. They've changed the law so that you no longer can buy those single shot pistols that you can then turn around and make into semi-automatics just by taking a tube placement out or something like that in the pistols. They've changed that. But semi-automatic pistols are going to be for sale come January 1st or 2nd, 3rd, and so on and so on. Semi-automatic rifles are for sale. Bolt action rifles are in for sale. Semi-automatic shotguns are for sale. All this stuff. That's all going to be available. All there. So, and I don't know how the rumors like this get around. It seems like to be a booming business in gun sales.
There's big money in paranoia, apparently.
You think?
Tune across the dial. It's big money in paranoia.
Oh. You know, things I'm tired of. You know, I'm glad this year's over in the sense of there's certain things I'm just not really going to be missing. Do I have to hear Kim Kardashian, anything about Kim Kardashian anymore? First of all, who is Kim Kardashian? You know, I keep hearing this name, but I don't – who is Kim Kardashian?
She is so far below my radar. Kind of like Miley Cyrus is way below my radar, does something really off the wall.
I keep hearing that Kim Kardashian, and they talk about her rear end. What is it about Kim Kardashian's rear end? I mean, why do people, what is this big thing about this? What does she look like?
I'm told that she is extremely curvy. Not rotund, but she is, she has an urban backside is what I'm being told.
An urban backside?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, Kris Jenner. I saw a photo of him on the, you know, when you're standing in the market in the line there, and they've got they've got all these tabloids on the stands right there, the magazine stands in front of you, How can you miss this? How can you miss seeing Kris Jenner? Kris Jenner, who's the Olympic champion. He's got long hair. He's wearing a he's wearing earrings and lip gloss. I mean, I can't. Do you think that they wouldn't touch up a photo like that, would they? But then they start talking about Kris Jenner is making the transition to being a woman. How could this be true? I mean, but isn't he a Kardashian somehow? Is a Kardashian part of Kris Jenner?
I mean,
is there a line someplace in there? I mean,
those people might as well be Martians, as far as I'm concerned. I just don't. They do not compute, and whatever reality show it is that brought them to prominence. I mean, their 15 minutes, in my view, was up a long time ago. I just don't get it.
Well, okay. Now, there's certain things that we've always said. You'll never hear certain things on our show. And here I am talking about Kardashian. But what was it? Britney Spears? We never talked about Britney Spears.
Well, nobody's talking about Britney Spears.
But no, I mean, but this was 6 years ago, man. We're starting our sixth year. We're starting our sixth year this week. Come on. KCNR is starting its sixth year this week. 6 years on the air, and we have not talked about Britney Spears. We've tried to not talk about Miley Cyrus or Justin Bieber. The only Bieber we talk about is when you're going to go up and shoot squirrels up in Bieber, Bieber, California, and then New Bieber. If there's one Bieber, there's a new Bieber, and then there's old Bieber. I don't know if there's old Bieber, but there's Bieber.
There's a Bieber and a new Bieber, yes. Has to do with what? With moving the railroad.
We're going to take a break. The sheriff has said, you know what? I've got nothing to do this morning, so I'm just going to come on in and sit down and just co-host your show. Good morning there, Sheriff Tom.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
Fine. We'll be right back after these messages.
Holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence, and all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Santa visits and photos are now available daily through Christmas Eve, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Four-legged friends wanting to meet the big guy? They have their own special time. Join Paws and Claws every Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. Each evening, the mall comes to life with the wonder of a seasonal snowfall at 5, 6, and 7 p.m. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The bobtail drivers are busy delivering kerosene in the mountains, so give Danny a call and get on the delivery list. Johnny's been installing a lot of Toyo heaters, which are also great Christmas presents. So give him a call for a free estimate. Beth and Sherry have been doing a lot of pay-forward accounts, which really helps out this time of year. Robin has Clear Pearl at the Corning plant now for all the portable heaters. Joe up in Weaverville has Clear and Red Carol on Cardlock 24/7. So wherever you are, give us a call. When it comes to keeping people warm for the winter, nobody does it better than Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241 2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:49 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. It's going to be rain. It's going to taper off a little bit and come back in. Yeah, tomorrow. Good morning. December the 17th. Today, Wednesday. Next Monday, we're going to be at Blood Source, Linda and I. We're going to be there from 7 to 9 a.m. And this is the, you know what, if you're trying to figure out what the greatest gift you could give, how about blood? They really need blood down in during this time of the year. Approximately one out of every seven people entering the hospital needs blood. And one donation has potential to save as many as three lives. Think about that. As you're wrapping up gifts this holiday season, remember that sometimes the best gifts are arm-wrapped. How about that? We're going to be down to Blood Source. It's going to be on 1880 Park Marina Drive. Come on down, get a cup of coffee. Maybe just kind of lay down there next to us. And, we'll borrow a pint of blood from you. That's going to be next Monday. Come on down and give a gift that doesn't need wrapping paper. Just, you know, pump a little blood out. Sheriff Tom said that he's going to think about doing that, coming down. You going to give us some blood next Monday?
Actually, I don't know about Monday, but I give blood on a fairly regular basis.
I bet you do.
And have for many, many years.
Well, why don't you come down next Monday? Because I think I might pop some blood.
I've been doing that since I've been about 18, and I can't remember how many gallons that I've donated over the years.
I bet there's been a lot. You know, when we had casualties coming into Fallujah, the word would go out, and people, I mean, it was literally, you'd kind of like trot down there to the aid station.
Right.
And, I mean, I get down there. I mean, I was like maybe 150 yards away from it, and I'd hurry on down if I was in the area. And the first time I was like 50th in line, so I started hurrying faster. And I got all the way up to like 20th and 15th. But they only take like the first 5, 6, 7. Depends on how bad it is.
Right.
One day I actually went to the front of the line, and people were growling at me. And the doc goes, hey, wait a minute. You see these? And I pointed at my collar. I said, I want to give blood. I've come down here like 8 times. It's my turn. And everybody laughed. And he said, come on in, sir. And first I asked, this is for a Marine, isn't it, or a soldier or an innocent civilian and not for one of the guys that were trying to kill us? Because we give blood to them too. That was
I get called quite a bit because there's either something in my blood or not in my blood. I can't remember which. That they always want it for babies. When they have babies need blood. And so I get a fair amount of phone calls with that. I either have an antibody or I don't have an antibody that they can use it for.
I would say you might have an antibody in your blood. You know, it helps that maybe that they were born, you know, the mom.
But they always market for baby blood where they need it for infants and stuff like that.
Sheriff Tom, the baby blood giver.
Yeah.
You know what? When you say things, these people don't know about these things about you, do they? And we hear about them right here on the radio.
Just all part of doing the job.
Hey, you know, I was saving comments here. I want to talk about something. As long as you're here, you know, you're a great co-host anyway. VFW.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great organization. It's been around a long time. It's losing membership.
I saw that in the paper. Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Well, it's not just them.
Well, that's what their VFW is for.
Well, yeah, Veterans of Foreign Wars. But it's not just Veterans of Foreign War. American Veterans, AMVETS, the Military Officers of America Association, the Navy League, the Marine Corps League, all of them, if you go to – and I don't hardly ever join anything. And I never did before. Now that I'm here, I've joined several of these organizations. And it's true. There's the people that are in them. I mean, like in a couple of cases, I'm like almost the youngest guy there. And I mean, being young than I am, but trying to and the younger veterans don't seem to are joining. Maybe they don't know about it. Maybe for whatever reason. But if we're gonna, we had of course the VFW. A huge thing was World War II in Korea, and then there was a little consternation in Vietnam, but then the Vietnam guys got into it. But now we've got all of these thousands and hundreds of thousands of young veterans, but they're not joining. And I in some ways I understand because I was in one organization, and they think of it like a military organization, in which of course it isn't. The VFWs have got, you know, really neat clubs.
They're very similar to a lot of the other civic organizations. They're in parades. They do color guards for civic events in addition to some color guards for like Memorial Day or funerals.
Yeah. They do
some great work around here. This last Saturday was the Wreaths Across America at the Igo Veterans Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Some BFW were there, helped placing wreaths on some 2,000 graves there at the cemetery.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's just a, you know, the fact is that, you know, that they do a lot of great things. They act as mentors, but they also are part of the service organizations that help veterans who that are applying for their well-deserved benefits.
Yes.
That come from serving, you know, if they've been wounded. And they help them fill it out. They're advocates as it works through the system. And God knows you need an advocate.
Mentors. You have the camaraderie where they've, even though they may have been in different theaters and different wars, they share the common interest, of serving our country. And mm-hmm. like you said, they can get some information on some benefits that are due them.
Yeah, well, and then they have an advocate in the VFW who makes sure that it works its way through the very, you know, Byzantine process of the VA.
And we have a very, very fortunate that we have a veteran service officer here for the county that helps work on the benefits.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, we can't say enough about Duke. And, I mean, well, Bob Dunlap is leaving, and mm-hmm. Duke's taking over. And, no, they're a huge help. But they still have, like, my advocate, and I didn't really remember, it was the American Legion. American Legion. That was begun during World War I by Teddy Roosevelt's son. Started the American Legion in France. To help take a look at things like that. So it's sad that, and I don't think it's just the VFW and the service organizations. I think a lot of the civic organizations, from what I understand, like the Moose, didn't the Moose have to leave their area because they didn't have enough members?
Yeah, they were at a very high membership, and then their membership has dwindled. And they ended up moving out of their building because of their dwindling membership. And then I think they're looking at another place. And that's, too, if you've been involved in civic organizations, oftentimes you get the what's sometimes referred to the 10 percenters. You might have several hundred as membership, but it only seems like usually 10% are really active in the organization.
Yeah, and that makes, you know, and you hear that, you know, and the guys are putting on different things is, I said, well, you know, what's the consensus? And they said, well, really the consensus is what the five of us think. Because, well, you know, but then I heard, too, is that when you get into, and I'm, you know, the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association, it's kind of, I mean, the Asphalt Cowboys, I mean, you can't help but, well, you're in the Asphalt Cowboys.
I am.
You can't help but get everybody involved in that.
And, boy, we got about roughly 50 members.
Only 50 of you.
And, boy, if somebody is not participating, they hear about it right away.
You know who they are, right? Well, I've heard that others that, you know, when you get large organizations that you've got your cadre, you know, in there that they're in there working. And the rest of them work when they can. And some of them mm-hmm. just like to wear the shirt and walk around.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sheriff Tom Basinko is going to be our guest starting here in a few minutes. And we've already started a little bit early. You know, Tom's a lot of things happening. One of the things I want to talk about, and we don't have enough time now to even really jump into it, is a meeting yesterday and the Safe City Project was briefed. You brought mm-hmm. April France in.
Right. She came there and gave a great presentation. We'll be covering some of that.
She is just a outstanding individual.
She's a dynamo.
Right. We also want to talk about Proposition 47.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to come out now. And now it's starting to come out after the election. A lot of the little things that you and I talked to, that the debate I had with that Humboldt County prosecutor who clearly had his head up his butt, using little girl arguments about why we needed to have Proposition 47 here. And this is just, of course, my mm-hmm. opinion. Could be that he's in Humboldt County. He may be the genius. You know, he may be the one-eyed man in the land of the blind.
And they had a lot of money behind him, and they promoted it as safe schools. And
safe schools.
Everybody wants
safe schools. Where do schools come into this thing? Where's there supposed to be money given to the school?
That's what they say. They said from the money that is saved from the prison system can be diverted into the school system. Well, you got to be safe on your way to school. And they never talked about any of that. And a lot of issues with drug courts. We'll get into that, after the break on the top of the hour newscast.
Which is coming in about a minute. Hey, you know what people are saying here? People still have roses blooming out there. And things like, you know, out in their yards. I do.
Wow.
I do. And they said that we need a chilling
Need a frost. We need a frost, and I hope it's coming. But right now it's 49 degrees out there. It's going to be raining, tapering off, and raining more. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we're going to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be right back talking about crime, punishment, and how to keep yourself safe during these Christmas and holiday season. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Cuba have agreed to start talks on normalizing relations. Here's SRN's Greg Clugston.
After 5 years in prison, an American is being released by Cuba as part of a prisoner swap with the U.S. American officials say Alan Gross was on a plane home this morning, and three Cubans jailed in the U.S. were freed. The developments mark the most significant shift in U.S. policy toward the communist island in decades, and President Obama will announce the policy changes from the White House next hour. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
And the move is being praised on some fronts. Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona said last month after meeting with Alan Gross in Cuba that he was optimistic the American contractor would soon be freed.
This is going to end one way or another. And, we've gone on 5 years, and I think any benefit that the Cuban government may have seen has to have evaporated.
But softening ties with what many see as a repressive regime in Cuba is a controversial move, and reaction was swift, as Wally Hines reports from Senator Marco Rubio.
Rubio says the moves will, in his words, do absolutely nothing to further human rights and democracy in Cuba. Instead, Rubio says an easing of relations goes a long way in providing the economic lift that the Castro regime needs to become permanent fixtures in Cuba for generations to come.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. The Department of Homeland Security says there is no credible intelligence to indicate an active plot against movie theaters. That has not stopped theaters from canceling showings of the new film, The Interview. It's a comedy about a CIA plot to kill the leader of North Korea. Morning today in Australia after a hostage situation this week. Survivor John O'Brien says he's not allowed to say much about the ordeal.
I'm still talking to the New South Wales police, so I can't go into details about what happened inside the coffee shop.
The man who fancied himself an Islamic cleric took 17 people hostage. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Oh. Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin, don't suffer the cofequences. Use as directed.
Plunging gasoline prices caused U.S. consumer prices overall to drop off in November.
The Labor Department says the inflation reading fell 0.3% last month after prices were flat in October. Gas costs plunged 10.5% in November, the largest decline in almost 6 years. Core inflation inched up 0.1% last month. For the past 12 months, overall inflation has gone up 1.3%, while core inflation has increased 1.7%.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The U.S. current account trade deficit widened slightly in the July through September quarter, largely due to foreign institutions paying less in fines and penalties to the U.S. government. The Commerce Department says the deficit in the current account rose to $100.3 billion in the third quarter. That's up 1.9%. The current account is considered the broadest measure of trade, covering not only the flow of goods and services, but also investment flows at the same time. This is SRN News. The New York premiere of The Interview, a comedy about the assassination of North Korea's president, is getting mixed reviews and causing some cancellations. BBC's Michael Bristow takes a closer look.
Sony Pictures has made a comedy about a fictional plot to assassinate the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. Hackers, it's not known who, attacked Sony's computers. Now an unspecified threat has been made to people who go and watch the film.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow reporting. Senator Mitch McConnell is outlining next year's Senate agenda. We get a closer look from SRN's Linda Kenyon.
Senator McConnell, who becomes the Senate Majority Leader in January, says the first order of business will be the Keystone XL pipeline. Senators in the current session of Congress voted against approving Keystone, but were well aware that the issue might resurface again. Senator McConnell has now confirmed that and more.
As SRN's Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is wrapping packages and getting everything mailed this morning before she heads on up to Mount Shasta with her friends.
Less than 10 shopping days left.
Well, how can you say that, Tom?
I said less than.
Oh, less than, because we're counting Christmas morning, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean,
for the guy shoppers, yeah.
Okay, okay, let me go through everything else first, and I'll get to our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko here. 8:06 in the morning, man. Bad Bob, tell us what the weather's going to be like for the next few days.
Showers mainly before 10 a.m., high near 49 degrees, and a south wind around 6 miles an hour. Right now we are showing mostly winds out of the north, and on the radar, some scattered showers in and around the Reading area. The rain will taper off this evening and then pick up again for your Friday, and a 50% chance of showers, and then a slight chance of showers and partly cloudy skies as we move into the weekend. Right now it is 49 degrees in Reading, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793. Of course, they give senior and veterans discounts. You know what? We're just talking
I have to do something here because...
Because you forgot.
I was remiss.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
I was all wrapped up.
Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Actually, we got a letter from the North Koreans saying we couldn't do that because they don't like camels.
There you go. And so we may have to stop playing that because otherwise they're going to break into my emails. Break into them. What are you going to read? I misspell words. There you go. Hey, look, let's talk about service. You know, one of the things about when we talk about local businesses is talking about service. Let's talk about service at Owens Pharmacy. I can't not tell you what great people they are. I can't tell you enough because here it is. People are on prescriptions, and everybody has – not everybody, but a lot of people are on prescriptions, and the prescriptions come at different times of the month, and you've got to remember. So what Owens Pharmacy is doing is their MedSync service at Owens Pharmacy adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions run out on the same day. So what's that mean? That means that you don't have to make multiple trips to the pharmacy on different days to refill each prescription. It saves you time and hassle. They can put your medications on any 30, 60, or 90-day cycle as long as your insurance pays for those larger supplies. The other thing, too, is here's your last line of defense. What if you get a pill from one doctor and you're taking pills from another doctor that they react against each other? Your pharmacist is the one that checks that. They are your last line of defense. And not only that, but say you can't get down there. Oh, it's horrible raining. I don't want to drive in this weather. I don't feel good or whatever. Owens Pharmacy delivers them to your house, your prescriptions, at no cost. Let me say that again, no cost. Owens Pharmacy. I can't say enough about them. They have 6 locations right here in Reading and are open at most locations Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. Great people. Local business. Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest here. Sheriff Tom.
Good morning.
You know, we talk about local businesses and all that, but there's so many things a local business can do for you. And decisions being made at the lowest level. you know, are ones that affect you the most. Last night, you know, we talked about, you know, moving the public comment during the city council mm-hmm. to the end. Okay. But people got to stand up. They got to they were heard. Now, whether they ignored you, they already had their minds made up, you know, who knows? But you still got to stand up and say something. And you did it without fear of retaliation. In many places in this world, you can't do that at all. And then they voted on keeping the REU Electric Commission. And they voted 5-0 to keep the commission, mm-hmm. to let them continue on, which is, I thought, that's that was a good decision, I thought, on their part to do that. Because you need to have this commission, at least give them another, you know, time now that they've got themselves stood up. Now they understand what's going on because it is a tough thing to keep the commission. So it's a, you know, it's a bravo Zulu to them for the Electric Commission and a on the
but it's still
moving a public comment. Like, but that's just my opinion.
Like you said, it's still democracy in action.
It still is democracy.
You can go to
freedom is liberty.
You can go to city council meetings, board of supervisors meetings, or other public meetings and have your voice heard, in addition to having your voice heard when you cast your ballot and vote. And that's an important thing, too.
It is an important thing.
Because whether or not people realize it, every vote does count.
It does. You can get down to 9 votes, as we've had before. Mm-hmm. Hey, one of the things that happened, talking about being heard, yesterday in the Board of Supervisors chamber, April LaFrance, what a great name, April LaFrance, gave her Safe City Project briefing to the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, she came in and did a great job. She did a brief overview of the 11 points that she made during the Safe City Project presentation at the Civic Auditorium, and then narrowed it down to the 3 that had more impact for the county, which is reopen the annex, detention annex as it was known, look at addressing jail capacity issues, and then look at a work camp. And she also announced that another great business here in Shasta County, with its headquarters is here in Shasta County, is Sierra Pacific Industries. And Sierra Pacific Industries has stepped forward and said, hey, we'll donate 40 acres for a work camp somewhere here in the county. They own, just here in Shasta County, they own over 200,000 acres of timberland.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you have to find a place that's far enough out but close enough in and still has some infrastructure such as roads or power that's close enough to be brought in.
Get all your get all the permits, get all the fees, all the environmental studies.
But they're gracious enough to step forward and say, hey, we'll donate 40 acres. They stepped forward and donated, I think, $1 million for one safe place, too. So they're
they did.
A great company. They give away scholarships, too, for schools.
Sierra Pacific Industries
and a large
is a great place. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a great place.
So anyway, so they
even
donated
though
that
some people don't believe that.
They donated the land for work camp or stepped up and said they would.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the annex, which that could be remodeled to the tune of probably anywhere from $1.3 to $2 million, depending on what it needs and the
how many people can you put in there?
Somewhere we're anticipating somewhere between 65 and 80. We'd have to have the state come in and do an analysis based on the square footage and the new requirements have for jails, and that's a mandate anyway. And then we would look at it as holding not sentence inmates but pretrial inmates. That's where where the bottleneck is in a degree with the pretrial inmates. We don't have room for them at the jail. Now, of course, now Prop 47 has changed some of that. We've heard about it from reducing felonies to misdemeanors. But even though we don't have those in the jail as much now, it's still at capacity. It just was replaced with other felonies holding. So it really hasn't changed anything for Shasta County, Prop 47, as far as making room in the jail.
Of course it won't. And not only that, but now prosecutors don't have a felony to hold over people's head to get them into
drug
rehab, alcohol rehab, anger management programs, because now they're just misdemeanors and say, what? Because you're not going to put me in jail because there's no room.
It kind of kicked the legs out from underneath the drug court program we had here at Shasta County, and that had done some great work on straightening people out. But anyway, April gave a great presentation. Part of that is I had been planning even before April's workshop when she rolled it out at the city of doing a workshop for the Board of Supervisors regarding the jail. Well, we're going to expand it out for not only jail but sheriff's office operations after the first of the year. Supervisor Les Baugh, who's also the chair of the Board of Supervisors, had 15 points that he'd like to see addressed in a workshop that covered sheriff's office operations, staffing, jail issues, the annex, the work camp, potential sales tax to help fund
same things April LaFrance was talking about.
Very
right?
many of the same things, but it goes into much more detail and specific to county issues.
So why do you think it's taken 3 years for the Board of Supervisors to come up with a plan after we've been up to our butts and bad guys and been talking about it for 3 years?
I think part of it is the economy is starting to change where they see they have some money available to do this funding. They haven't had a sales tax issue on it before. It did come very close in Reading, but Anderson's passed theirs. So a lot of things, it goes with timing, I believe, and the timing's just about right for that. We're also looking at moving our operations, some of our operations. Right now the sheriff's main office is off of Court Street, and
that's going to be torn down.
That's
right?
going to be torn down. That parcel of land was purchased by the courts. That's where they're going to put the courthouse. So in looking for a building, we can move our patrol operations, which would free up the detention annex. That's where patrol operations is housed. And we can get it under one roof for the sheriff's office, which organizationally that's good. And then see if we can get the money to remodel the building and then the money to operate it. And I think we're just about coming up on a break here in a little bit, and then we'll segue in a little bit more. What
yeah,
was covered at the board.
I want to go back and discuss. You know, here again, it's you've been telling these people for 3 years that we're up in trouble. I mean, you have to be a complete idiot not to know that we don't have troubles at the jail and with the number of crimes and everything, and yet nothing was ever brought up until April LaFrance brings up the Safe City Project, and now all of a sudden people have got this impetus to come up with these great ideas.
Well, we can even go back to 2009 when we had our budget cut $4 million and ended up laying off people and closing the floor of the jail.
But there's not been one plan. And tell me if I'm wrong, because you're a lot closer to it, but when we get back, let's talk about this, about why do you think there has been no planning or nothing being done by our elected officials?
Hey, we'll
be right back.
That.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Get 0% financing for up to 72 months right now on all new 2015 Kia Optimas and Kia Sorentos at Reading Kia and a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, complimentary lifetime oil changes. See Reading Kia for details. On approval of credit, plus government fees, taxes, any dealer documentation processing charge, and any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale. This offer ends December 3rd. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading, ReadingKia.com.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call me up, Neil Maui, and get up.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, 8:21 in the morning. Phone line's here, 605-4567. 49 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. It's going to, like, taper off, and then we're going to get it again tomorrow and Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It is time. It is time, gents, to head on down to Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Get that bauble. Get that diamond. Get that emerald. Get that ruby. Get that present that the your significant other would really want to have. Estate jewelry at its very best. Leonard can find the exact thing you're looking for, the exact piece of jewelry. They're having a big sale. It's an anniversary and Christmas sale at the same time, right there at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. If you haven't been in there and talked to Leonard and looked for that special piece of jewelry, you are missing out on it. A local business. And Leonard is one of the people that supports this community in many ways, including Liberty on the Border. Can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry and their selection of jewelry and the great prices they have. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we have a caller. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning. Yes, Sheriff, I've got a couple of quick questions. What is the Sheriff's Department's total budget allocated from the Board of Supervisors?
Approximately about $33
million. $33 million. Can you break out what the actual operational costs of the current jail?
About $13
million. The operational costs?
Well, that's the whole budget for the jail. Which is, it's a bunch. There's $2.5 million that goes just to medical care for inmates. Yeah, it's a bunch. And so, we need more space, which adds to the operational costs.
Right. Okay, the only reason I was asking those questions is the fact that 3 years ago there was a decision made by our Board of Supervisors that we couldn't afford a $33 million grant from the state to build the Twin Tower, which would have been a duplicate structure right next to the current jail, using the same cafeteria, butted up right there at Placer and Court. And that would have given you another 300 beds, and the fact of operational cost was the concern. But with people thinking about raising taxes and with the current dilemma we find ourselves in, why can't we resubmit for that state grant and build that Twin Tower? I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Billy, you made some good points there. And We've already checked on that money that they gave up and turned down. They turned it down because at the time the operational cost could not be identified where that funding stream was coming from. I had a plan that you could open part of it and still do it, but they did not like that plan, and so they voted against it. That would have cost somewhere between $6 and $8 million to operate that other part of the jail, since it didn't have a duplicate laundry and food services, and it was going to be a medium security facility. That other money that turned down, that $30 million, was from has been allocated to other counties. Siskiyou County got about $20 million of it, and they are deciding whether or not to accept it to build a jail. They're still in discussions there, big thing being operational costs for them as well. And I believe Imperial County got the other $10 million of the $30 million and haven't moved forward yet. And that's been a big issue for counties throughout California. Amador County received, I think, a $30 million grant, and they turned their money back in because they could not identify operational costs as well. And that's been a huge impact. But a good point, and I already checked to say, hey,
can we get that money now?
Can we get that money back? And no, because it's already gone through the process and they made other awards with it.
Yeah.
So there is going to be another funding project come up next year. But most of the funding projects now are not in favor of beds, unfortunately, because you have some people down there that want to go a lot on the rehab side. But you still need beds for the consequences of the offender. So thanks for calling in, though.
Here's what one of the comments is. Just what we need up here. Prison families moving in along with the illegal vagrants and AB-109ers and Proposition 47ers.
Yeah.
You know what? Susanville has
Now, the Prop 47ers and the 109ers are all those people that we've sent to prison to.
Right. Right.
Or jail. The Prop 47ers are getting changed from felonies to misdemeanors, and some are getting their sentences
reduced right now.
Reduced.
As we speak.
Mm-hmm.
As we speak. And then there are others are going to clog the court system because they want to be turned
loose. So here's another one to hold on to your bonnet, too.
Well, wait a minute. From what I understand, though, is then you can go back, you know, from now on, if this thing goes back.
It goes retroactive.
So then you can have felonies on somebody's record can now be changed to misdemeanors.
That's correct. Yeah, you can go back to the court, petition the court, and have it changed to a misdemeanor. Now, the three-judge panel that brought us AB-109 has told CDCR, and they've agreed to it. CDCR is the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. In order to further reduce their prison population, they are going in and reviewing second strikers that are doing time in prison. And those second strikers that have served 50% of their sentence, looking at releasing them. So that means more people getting released from prison.
Oh, boy. All right, let's just get right down to it here. We're going to get into other things, too. But it's been 3 years. The border supervisors who are in charge of – well, I mean, the county jail comes under – the sheriff, but doesn't it come under the board of supervisors too in the Shasta County? Or am I just completely off this way?
The county board of supervisors have to allocate funding for all the departments, including the sheriff.
Including the sheriff and the jail.
Part of the California Constitution says it's the responsibility of the sheriff to run a jail.
But to get the money. Okay. We've got a former chief of police on the board of supervisors, Leonard Modi. Obviously well thought of, runs for re-election and the whole thing. Why hasn't the county, in the 3 years that we've been having all of these problems, come up with something to say, okay, what are we going to do to combat this? What are we going to do to combat this crime? I asked the same thing for the Redding City Council. Well, I mean, all of a sudden, okay, it's election year. Now you guys are coming up with ideas or things that you want to do. I mean, Tom,
a lot of it,
Tom and Rob, you guys need help. Why all of a sudden is it, early next year we're going to have a workshop? What, and you can say it was about, we didn't have the funding before. Well, I understand why you're saying that. But then in my estimate and many other people's estimate, that's no reason. There must be other ways that we can combat crime. And, funds are short, but maybe we can reallocate a little bit. We wanted bicycle patrols. Guess what? We got bicycle patrols. The Downtown Reading Business Association bought the two bikes for them. There's people that want
to
help.
Recently, we were able to use the county allocated $100,000 from a fund that they have for Eastern Shasta County from the windmill project. And they financed a deputy. We're in the process of hiring a person for that one for Eastern Shasta County for the Bernie Station. But the big thing has been the economy and the revenues not coming in for the county. You could look at something else. Do they have to reallocate from other departments? Do they look at the sales tax initiative, which is just coming up now?
But now, see, but why did they, everybody think it was just going to go away?
No, they didn't think it was going to go away, but they still didn't think that, you know, Shasta County is a conservative county and probably a sales tax would not pass.
Well, no,
Anderson,
I'm not even talking
led
about
away
I'm not even talking about taxes right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about there's things that says, okay, look, we want to reallocate, we want to work with the city of Reading, we want to combine, you know, even though that you all work really well with each other, that they didn't have a workshop say 2 years ago to say, hey, look, we're having some real problems here. And yet it seems like only now, after April LaFrance, a lady who owns a business here in town, puts all these people together and comes out with this. Now everybody's got, oh, yeah, well, why don't we do this?
It was interesting because many of the points that April made, most of them were geared towards the city, and that was the focus of her project, so that's okay.
Right. But the impact on
It had been the same exact thing that the chief had been saying and the same exact thing that I've been saying. Hey, we need more staff. We need a larger jail. We need places to put them, but again, no money. So
I know maybe that,
April does her thing with her team, and
all of a sudden people listen.
The lights go off, and we're saying, "Hey, thank you." At least it doesn't matter how the lights went on, but they're on.
We have been saying. I've been listening to you for 3 years, and I have heard you say things like when people talk about like the Measure F for the tax. Mm-hmm. I remember what you said. Well, that's really nice, but it doesn't address locking up people we need to lock up.
The pretrial
guys. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about something for 65 people when you need 200 spots.
But I'll take it in one step. One thing I wanted to reach out to, we've talked about the storms and the new storms rolling in. Really, over this last storm period, one business really stepped up. We sent out about 60 tons of sand and thousands of sandbags countywide for people to be prepared. Sunrise Excavating, located off of Clear Creek Road, just on their own initiative, no request from anyone, they said, hey, we're going to donate sand and sandbags. And they had first prepped about 2,000 bags filled up, and those went out in a flash. And they took staff, their own staff, were filling bags and putting them in people's cars to where people didn't have to fill them themselves.
Wow.
They ended up donating 48 tons of sand and over 9,000 bags all on their own. So they did a great job.
That bell rings very rarely in this office, but Sunrise Excavating, is that it?
That's
Sunrise Excavating. You guys are great.
Big community supporter for that aspect.
Wow.
And I had Brandon Williams, one of the participating members, owners of the business. I recognized him at the Board of Supervisors and gave him a sheriff's certificate of appreciation for coming together and supporting the community, helping out our citizens.
Sunrise Excavating.
You're saying that they really rock.
Give them a call. Give us a call, guys. You know what? We're going to give them a call. We got to. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Sheriff Thomas Cinco is our guest. We'll be right back.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That's the music from the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Yes.
You know what? There are Grinches out there selling, stealing Christmas, but we're going to talk about that in a minute.
But before we move on about...
I got to say,
you got to have a say
this
so.
Portion of the show.
Got to give some love.
Got to give some.
Brought to you by
there.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. You're looking for that haircut before Christmas. There you go.
You're looking a little shaggy.
You know what? It's been like a 10-12 days, so I am. Okay. I'm going to head on down there before Christmas. Man's Last Stronghold, right there. It's a Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A great place to get your haircut. I go there. Many, many, many people I know go there, and many, many people I don't know go there. The Cypress Square Barbershop, Cypress Square in the Cypress Square Shopping Center across from the subway. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Vasenko. And, okay, where did you want to go on this?
We're talking about Christmas with the Christmas Grinch song.
And the Grinch song. How do we keep ourselves safe?
Well, part of it is – boy, excuse me. I had to get a drink of coffee there. Lock your cars. Lock your homes, of course. In addition – don't have your presents that you're shopping for. Just don't throw them in the back of the car and have them visible because they'll get your car broken into. But look around. See if somebody's watching you. Put them in the trunk of the car till they're out of sight and locked in the trunk as well, if you have a trunk to lock it.
Mm-hmm.
Or have them covered up till they're not visible. That's a big plus. But there's a lot of giving things during Christmas here. You see civic organizations giving away bicycles to needy kids and families. And I want to give a big shout-out to my staff at the sheriff's office. And they did a fundraiser for a family, and they were going to purchase some toys and stuff. Well, it got great reviews. They ended up collecting over $2,000 worth of toys funds for the family, bicycles and different things. They were going out yesterday to deliver it to the family.
Oh, super.
And they had a little competition between the various divisions there. So my staff, a big shout-out to them. This time of year, it's about giving and reaching out to those that are less fortunate, and they sure did. And
I heard one of your groups there was complaining that because your patrol unit was pulling these drug guys over and taking their bicycles and repainting them and giving them to the kids.
We don't do that.
Is there any truth to that?
We are reopening and reinvigorating our bicycle program. We had it from a number of years ago, and when the work release program closed, we used to get the bikes donated by people, old bikes, and inmates would refurbish them. Mm-hmm. A couple of companies in town, Mako was one of them. The inmates would take the frames all apart and sand them down and take them over to Mako, and if they had some paint left over from a paint job, spray the frames and make it look new, and then the inmates would put them back together. And then we'd go around Christmas time and do giveaways. Super. And so we're getting that
and
up
it's good and going. It's good to have the police do that and the sheriffs do that because it gives a good connotation. Mm-hmm. When the kids, the only other times they probably see them is when you come in and arrest their parents.
Right.
Anyway. Okay, hey, let's talk body cams.
Yeah.
It has Missy MacArthur is one of the ones pushing this. The chief. Rob Peletti's been on, and he says, here's the problem with that. He says, it's not the part of putting on the cameras.
That's correct.
It's everything that goes along with it. It, you know, it always does. It's not the physical act of putting the cameras on. It's everything else. There's no protocol. How do we keep this stuff? How long should we keep it? I mean, it could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's the key cost. That's exactly right. It's the accessories and batteries not included. That add up the cost. The biggest one, you talked about the protocols, and you can get those developed.
Right.
But then the biggest one is the storage.
Yeah.
Because you have to store all those videos when they're being made out on the streets, and then you have to keep them generally for a period of time.
And nobody's quite sure how long that is yet.
Well, at the outside, it could go up to – usually it's a year and a day because that a year is usually when someone has the statute of limitations to file suit. But you're talking bunches of terabytes for storage on the servers for that and then be able to manage that.
And then, be able to find that when because you're going to be getting, he says
a lot of Records Act requests,
a lot of public, you know, from entertainment sources that want to use these in shows that, and then so now you've got, you know, people that have been arrested that, you know, that are turned loose or whatever it is, it's still there. Plus the fact of people not wanting to have the camera on when you go into their homes. I mean, not the ones you're arresting, but all that. Now, but you can handle all that. All those are just procedures.
But then there's part of it too. You're going to have an equipment failure. It's mechanical. You may forget to turn it on. It may fail. But then if you don't have it, then there's going to be the allegation of there's a cover up. You intentionally didn't record it.
You intentionally put bubble gum on that.
Yeah.
You know, so. You know what? The whole thing, I frankly want our police to be protected and our sheriffs. But let's get it all worked out before we jump into something like this. Not every policeman, or every sheriff are as good as they are in Shasta County.
That's true. They,
there's some bad guys out there.
It is expensive, especially for the storage part of it. The federal government has said they're going to step up and put out $263 million, I believe,
to buy it
to buy the cameras. Well, again, it doesn't buy all the accessories and everything. And
that's only the surface.
Looking at it, you know, they'll have a grant and agencies can put in for it. Well, you'll see, like the big agencies get them. So, like if New York PD put in for the grant and put cameras for all their officers, that would be about 50,000 officers, and that would take up the majority of the $263 million that you'd see, and then it would only leave like about $15 million for the rest of the United States, which is nowhere going to cover trying to put body cams on people.
I just took the liberty of looking up on the Internet. With the best compression we have, which is MP4, which is what's used in the commonly portable cameras of the type we're talking about, 1 hour of video is just shy of 2 gigabytes of file size each hour. When you multiply that by the number of people on the street, 24/7, 365, you're starting to talk petabytes of storage.
Oh, and I didn't know there was something above a terabyte.
So. Yeah.
A petabyte. See, if I was listening more often to Boomer Tech, I would have known this.
A petabyte is 1,000 terabytes.
Wow. But okay. That ends up, and that storage is a bunch.
The odd side effect of camera present is that the likelihood that someone will have excessive force be used against the cops. Against the policeman drops, you know, that they're saying you use excessive force, but now you've got proof. Just like the cameras on the dashboards where people are doing, you know, doing the drunk thing with
them. Right, they're attached to that was crap,
and then, you know.
They're attached to a car, and the bad thing about that is they're only forward-looking.
There you go. So I'm thinking is that, you know what, we might as well get used to this because this is coming.
It's coming.
So you've got to figure out is now what's the best way of making it happen so it doesn't cost us forever and it doesn't become such a burden that we have instead of putting men on the road and women on the road that we've got men and women having that we're hiring that's going to have to be managing a video group.
Right.
You know, so.
I'd rather see
But it's coming.
It's coming. But I'd rather see getting more officers, deputy sheriffs on the streets, on patrol, in our investigations for investigating crime. The body cams do have their place, and they, like you said, they are coming.
It's coming. It's just a matter of time.
Somewhere there will probably be some piece of legislation, federal or state, that says, hey, you have to have them.
Oh, there will be. No. Yeah. It's coming. So and so now you have to figure out how to get out in front of it. What about – how are we doing for hiring?
We're doing pretty good.
Are we increasing?
Sheriffs, we're just about all hired up, and about the time you get hired up, somebody will leave or do something like that. There's some – we just graduated a young man from Butte Academy. His name was Deputy Trevor Gussis, and he – we went down to Butte College to pin his badge on, and I received the badge from the MC and turned it over to his dad. His dad was a deputy sheriff for Siskiyou County, and so his dad got to pin the badge on his son at the academy graduation there.
You know, talking about cameras before we take our break here, one of the things that people said is they've got the cameras looking out in front of their houses. They're starting to see cars pull by, stop, and put flashlights out, and they're looking around, and it's not police cars. It's like they're looking around for things.
Yeah, they're cruising. They're bad guys do. Sometimes bad guys do their recon and intelligence gathering too.
You know,
they're looking for those easy targets also.
Right. You know, and that's exactly it. And we've been talking about that for 3 or 4 years is how to cut this back. I bet you're still getting half the cars that are broken into and stolen is that the cars are unlocked.
Often.
And half the houses are unlocked when people just walk in I was just told about this little thing, the porcelain. The spark plug that they wear around their neck.
Oh, that's been around for years.
Yeah, I mean, but I just heard about it. So they can just swing it tick, on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Platinum Auto Glass came in here the other day and said they're replacing more windows because of people who are getting them.
Yeah, another one is a spring-loaded center punch is pretty easy. And they used to make a pair of dice out of porcelain, very small pair of dice. And then same thing, you'd throw them against the window and it'd shatter them. So, but we graduated Trevor Gussis. He's out on patrol right now in training.
Okay.
And so he's in his part of the 6-month field training process that we have going.
We are, by the way, we got to take a quick break. Bob, Bad Bob, he's got 10 for sale for this Christmas. They are 28-foot anacondas that you can put inside your house. They're very quiet. And
they only eat once every 7 days.
They only eat once every, 7 or 8 days. And then, so then if you have somebody break in your house and you've got one of your own private – and he calls them his attack anacondas, that they'll wait in, they'll lie in wait up above because he's got, they'll also set up trees up high. So when the person walks in, it will drop straight down on the perpetrator. And when you get home, you don't even have to do anything except let it get outside and digest. We'll be right back after these messages.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making. The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Hey, it's 49 degrees out there. The rain should taper off today, but it's going to pick up again tomorrow, Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, with the temperature the way it is and your house being cold and damp, I hope your heating system is working. But if it isn't, if it's not working to the full capability, you need to talk to Martin and the people from Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. We use Martin and his people. Alliance Heating and Air, a local company, been in the business for over 20 years up here in the North State. If you've got an emergency, they're going to be there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to make sure that you stay warm. Get those filters cleaned out. Make sure everything is working there. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, good people. Right here in the city of Reading, and they reach out to other areas too. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko, who just got a phone call and had to walk out real quick. Let's catch up on a couple of other
sheriff stuff.
Tomorrow we're going to have a variety of people in here. We've got a new show starting on Sunday called All In, and frankly, I can't think of a more interesting group of people that are running that are hosting the show, because you have Patrick Jones, former Reading City Councilman. You have Tom Corrado, who heads up the unions. They have been at times at odds. And then Senior Chief Rob Burrows. All three of them are going to be hosting the show for a variety of times. That will start at 11 o'clock after Sovereign Minds, or Jefferson State of Mind, and then Sovereign Minds, and then comes All In, and followed by We the People. So we've got from 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. We've got some really solid local shows coming in. And, of course, Saturday morning, starting off with Swap and Sell, where you can sell anything you want on this except people, guns, and ammo, and pets on Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave. Then, of course, we have our Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. And talking about, you know, it's real estate, but they cover so many other things. And then, of course, Dr. Maria and Todd Royce with Positively Healthy. And then Nancy Sutton Pierce with her own inimitable way of talking about not just yoga, but life, men, women, relationships, etc. And then, of course, Bob and Brenda Belongi with Boomer Tech. And you're beginning, you're going to stretch that out to 2 hours, yep. I believe, starting this Saturday. From 12 to 2, is that right?
That's correct. Actually, we had split the show over 2 days. Now we're combining
it. Yeah, combining it back. Yeah, for that. So that's going to be great. So, Tom.
Probably cover about a petabyte of information.
You know what? We have more local programming, talk radio, more local programming than any place else in Northern California. Who knows where? I mean, we've got like 20 local shows running all the time. Sometimes more, sometimes less. It depends on the time of year, but. I mean, that's a lot of local programming.
And that's what community radio is about.
It has to be. I count your show as a local program because it's regularly scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
You come in and talk, and you and the chief. I mean,
where else can you go where you get you can listen to the top law enforcement officers in this county?
Get the information, and they can call in with the questions or send them in through your chat room as well.
Right. Somebody says here is, you know, they're talking about why you, you can't shoot them outside the house.
Well, that's not, not true.
Well, that's not true.
That's not true. As long as they're a threat of serious bodily injury or you feel they're of imminent danger to life, they don't have to be in the house. That is an urban myth.
An urban myth. Oh, okay. So if they're, I mean, so if somebody's trying to break into your house and you feel like they're a threat to your life, you can shoot them right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have to be able to articulate. In fact, there was a case like that a couple, 3 years ago here in Reading where
the lady,
somebody was trying to break into her home. She was doing all the right things, giving warnings, telling them to go away. She called the police department. It was in the city of Reading.
Right.
Called the police department, had dispatchers on the line with her, and then she actually had a gun. Fired a warning shot or two. The person went away and then came back and continued to break in, was almost inside the house when she made the decision and shot the person, and he received a lethal wound. And but she felt that he was in danger, and who knows if he would have made it inside, and what he would have done to her. And she was an older senior citizen, and she protected herself there. And so
it's a threat to your life.
Mm-hmm. Or serious bodily injury.
And speaking of that, I teach, and as do several others here in town, concealed carry.
Uh-huh.
And we have constantly have full classes. And we had one where all the proceeds went to Turtle Bay for Liberty on the Border, which, by the way, thank you for your support on that too, Sheriff Tom. But so how are we doing in the concealed carry?
We are almost number one in the state for the amount that we issue here in Shasta County. We have about 5,900 closing in on 6,000. There's about 250, 300 that are what I call in the pipeline, that are in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And County of Fresno, I was just at a meeting and was speaking to the sheriff there, and she has 6,200, but they have like a million population in Fresno County. So per capita, we're probably way up there too. But closing in on, I think she is the most for the state right now. And I think Kern is right there, too. But again, Kern probably has like a million population as well.
Well, you know what? We try to, you know what? We can be number one in something here.
Yeah.
So I think we really need to work at this. you know, why do you think so many people, we got like 5 minutes, why do you think so many people have concealed carry up here?
Part of it
is you. I realize mm-hmm. that.
Part of it is because it is, because I do approve of the concealed weapon carry process. Another county. On the coast in Central California, big county, they only issue 400. Another three counties in the Bay Area, between three county sheriff's offices that probably have well over a million population, only like 120 between the three agencies.
So when people say, well, in San Francisco, there's only four, and it's, you know, to Feinstein and all that, it's not necessarily true. But
that probably is true.
100 out of well over a million people.
Oh, yeah. And between, it's not, and three agencies, three, and three law agencies. Enforcement agencies, yeah.
They make it, well, this new ruling that said
The
Peruta ruling, do you think that's going to have an impact, or is that being appealed?
The way
right
the Peruta decision was ruled on by the 9th was basically said, hey, it's still status quo the way the law is, what gives a lot of discretion on good cause of why you want to conceal weapons. Now they're deciding if the it'll be heard either in the California Supreme or if they'll do an en banc hearing, which is for 12 justices on the 9th, and see which way that goes. But basically, they said, hey, leave it the way it is, and good cause is at the discretion of the either the sheriff or the chief of police who issues them. And so for us, it's no change. We already have
–
good cause is self-defense.
And, you know, when people ask me that in the class, well, what should I write down? Self-defense.
Self-defense, comply with the law.
There you go. I said, the thing is, you're going to go through the class. Then you go through the background check, which they're checking, you know, everything about you, you know, through the records. And then you're going to talk to a guy that does this for a living. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to, dissemble or just, you know, acting really cool about things, don't do that. Because he's got access to everything that's been in your life. If you've got a DUI from 7 years ago, he knows about it. You know, just be open with them and tell them the truth. And everybody that I've, you know, said, well, you know, gosh, you know, I told him about this, and it really didn't make any difference because it's been so long, or, you know, haven't been in trouble. That was the only thing in my life.
That's the big thing, is people aren't completely forthright. And that's a very important part there.
Be honest with the guy. The guy's mm-hmm. not sitting there to.
And I brought in an extra volunteer to help process some of the load. So we're less than a month on appointments and everything.
Wow. That's cool.
So working along well there.
Okay, we've gotten body cams. We've had we talked about hiring. We talked about
the workshop after the work camp that we're had donated.
We still need 200 spots for bad guys, right?
That
we
just
pick up.
Easily.
We just need to pick it up. If once we can pick up, you know what? I've given up on my plan. I think
Prop 47, big hit, continuing on as well.
And then the second strike guys being let out. Is that coming next?
That's coming next. That just got an email on that last week. Came out.
Sheriff Tom, we've got a couple minutes left. Again, keep packages out of your cars. Keep your shrubs down. Keep lights on. Get a dog if you don't have one.
Neighborhood watch is also good.
And we'd like to thank you for everything you've done this year.
Well, I'd like to wish you and the staff here at Free Fire Radio and everyone out there listening to Free Fire Radio very safe, but have a merry Christmas and remember what the season is about. Wish everyone well. Be safe and lock things up and be aware. And if you have something, see something, call it into law enforcement.
And don't drink and drive on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's so important. You don't want to ruin someone else's life or take your own life and those traffic collisions. Be responsible. Use a designated driver. Call a taxi. No excuse for it nowadays.
There you go. Merry Christmas, there.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which one are you? We'll be back tomorrow.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After more than 50 years, the U.S. may soon have an embassy in Cuba again. President Obama about to announce a major change in Cuban policy. SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston says it comes as both countries release prisoners in a gesture of goodwill.
A senior Obama administration official says American Alan Gross is headed home after being imprisoned in Cuba for 5 years. He was released on humanitarian grounds by the Cuban government at the request of the United States. In return, the U.S. freed three Cubans. At the White House, President Obama is about to announce the two countries have agreed to start talks on normalizing full diplomatic relations.
Many in Florida's Cuban emigre community have fought this kind of opening to Cuba for many years. Senator Marco Rubio predicts that easing relations with Havana will backfire.
Rubio says any move toward normalized relations with Cuba will do nothing to encourage democracy.